Coach Bill Belichick. Good to see you, Coach.
Hey, Dale, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Hey, at the risk of starting on a negative, and I'm gonna get this off my chest, and then I don't have to talk about it ever again. Officials are screwing up my enjoyment of football right now. We've decided we're now calling it a flagnado, as opposed to the laundry tsunami, which is what I was going to call it. Do you understand what they're looking for out there? Because I don't.
Well, they're obviously making some, you know, a lot of tight calls, but you know, we just have to control what we can control and understand the way the game is being called and try to play it within that framework. So,
but when you're showing film to your players, are you saying, okay, this is why they threw the flag? Or are there times when you're saying, I just don't know?
Well, I think that there's a lot of close ones, but if they're calling them, then we got to adjust what we're doing. And we had the officials in here last week. John Perry was here, Joe LaRue, and they had four of them here. We went through a lot of calls. We sat and watched film with them, and there's some close ones, as there always are. So, you know, we just have to do a better job of not having violations, that's all.
So, but there's a thing is consistency of the call, but then there's also the uniformity of the call. And it seems to me the uniformity of the call is the part that seems to be a little muddled here.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a little bit of that from game to game. You know, we play the same, pretty much the same way every week, and we've had games where we have 17 penalties, and then we have other games where we have no penalties, so... but regardless, we have to understand how the game is being called, and if it's called tight, then we've got to play it accordingly. And if they're letting the players play, then we can play it accordingly. So, you know, that's just a little bit of gamesmanship, I think, just figuring out how it's going.
So, change of course here a little bit. We've talked at length about how important the inter-squad practices have been, the Washington and then Philly. Trying to explain to these guys a little bit about what now changes a little bit with the evaluation and the third preseason game as far as sort of game prep. Almost kind of feels a little bit like there's a little bit of game planning, there's a little bit of sort of week of game exposure. What is getting to do this sort of thing now provide your team, I guess? You're into that third big preseason game and trying to get guys sort of ready for the regular season.
Yeah, well, Matt, I think it's a transition period for our team where we have to prepare for the team that we're going to play. We're not practicing against them where we could you know, line up across from that guy and get familiar with their snap count and their formations and alignments and so forth. You know, we've got to study off the film and get our own players to simulate that for, you know, the other side of the ball. So that's an important part of it. I mean, we also have to work on things for Carolina, but there's a lot of things that we need to work on just as a football team that don't pertain to Carolina. Specifically, they pertain to things that we're going to need to do during the season. So it's a combination of working on what we need to work on, preparing for Carolina, getting in, not totally into a regular season mode, but starting to transition into that where we're, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of week. Well, that's where we are today, Monday through Friday instead of Wednesday through Sunday. So trying to get the players to understand what we're going to cover on Wednesday, what we're going to cover on Thursday, where they need to be on those days in terms of their weekly preparation and you know, getting their lifting done and practicing and film study and so forth. So this is kind of a week to transition into that. But we have a long way to go, and it's a start, but we'll need to refine that for several weeks, I'm sure.
So we talked a little bit about this in regards to Philly, obviously not being on your schedule this year, but there's tons of stuff beyond just evaluating your own team, just some exposure to things that they do that might resurface later.
No question.
Two tight end led offense. You face Detroit later. You face Cincinnati. Some other teams that like to use 12 personnel, one back, two tight end. What with Carolina, another team that's not on your later schedule, but are there other teams down the road that might, some elements of what they do may resurface the team you do have on your regular season schedule?
Well, I'd say the first thing is dealing with a moving quarterback,
right?
Whether that's Newton or Webb or whoever it is, but dealing with a moving quarterback and the type of offense that they run, which is a combination of conventional. They have a lot of, you know, conventional type plays. They'd have some dive and option plays, and then they have some plays where whatever the play is, it breaks down and Newton scrambles, and we have kind of loose plays or scramble type plays. So we'll have to be ready for all those, and certainly that'll serve us well down the line. I think that you know, Carolina has a good power running game. They do a lot of double teams, power blocks, obviously real good backs, so tackling will be challenging for those guys. So, you know, I think this is a physical – Carolina's a physical team. They're physical on in all three phases of the game, particularly on defense, but they run the ball. They're a tough physical running team with good backs. So I think the physical aspect of this game will be you know, probably as good as we're going to see all year, or close to it, I would think. So that's something that, you know, you can talk about, you can watch on film, but playing against it will be a good experience for us.
With the changes in the collective bargaining agreement, what you can do, number of practices, padded practices, all of that got changed. I get the sense that you almost, from an evaluation standpoint, get more out of those joint practices that you've had the last couple of weeks than you do out of preseason games, because you get so many more plays, so many more situations that you get to run through.
They are important. There's no question. They are important. The thing, obviously, you get in a game that you don't get in practice is kind of the finish of the play. As you've watched us practice out there, and we get to a certain point in the play, but then there's not the finish that there is in a game. The tackle, the hitting the quarterback, the you know, cut blocks, the, you know, finishing runs, whatever it happens to be. You know, even guys going up for balls and competing for them. There's a certain sense of, you know, play the ball, but don't play it like you play it in a game. So, and I think that's a good way to practice, and certainly we got through the Philadelphia week with great competition, great work against them without, you know, a whole bunch of guys in the training room. So that's good. But what you see in the game is the finish of those plays, like the run that Jonas Gray had where he started to the left and broke it back and scored, got called back on a penalty. We had Finch's run where he kind of same thing, started to the left, broke it back, and you have Bolden's run where he, you know, went off tackle to the left, bounced it outside. In practice, it might have looked like that would have been a no gain or maybe a yard or two loss, and, you know, he turned it into a 17-yard run. And the same thing for us. You know, we a couple times looked like we had him, and we didn't. So that's the game part of it that's really valuable that you just don't get in practice. In practice, sometimes you think you're okay on a play and then maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Depends on how it finishes.
Taking you back a second here, we had a situation. Mike Reese does the play count stuff, and we saw some of the stuff from this last week's game. Jordan Devy's a young guy who we're all just getting to know a little more about. Played, I believe, 91 of 91 snaps, if the number's right.
Right.
And it made me think back to my own career here with you. My first training camp here, I don't know if you recall the game, but you brought Brian Cox in, and Brian was a captain, was up in front of sort of the stretch lines in front of the deal, and Phil Collins was playing. It was In the Air Tonight, and Brian was leading the entire team dancing to the song. And I remember it was hotter than hell. I mean, it was a hot day in Tampa, and it was one of those games, though, late in preseason where a lot of the young guys played. And I played wire to wire, and I thought I was going to die. And it just jumped into my head when I saw Jordan get a 91 for 91. I mean, I know I saw some positive plays in reviewing the film. Obviously, I'm not holding a great sheet, and I'm not grading guys. But can you talk a little bit of what you've seen? Not just Jordan, but some of these young guys are getting really high numbers. A 91 rep game is a serious game to recover from.
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, it's we have no way of knowing that we're going to have 91 plays on offense. And that's a week before we barely had 60 against the Redskins. So some of that's just not in your control. You know, we drove the ball down the field, an interception for a touchdown, drove the ball down the field,
yeah.
Kickoff, fumble on the first play. So we're out there for like 24 plays to one that they ran, or whatever it was. So you just never know how those sequences are going to go. But again, every time those players get a play, it's an opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for them to you know, show what they can do against live competition. So Jordan's had a lot of them. A lot of those young guys have, and they've, you know, I think we're better. We'll see whether we can keep getting better or whether we start to level off, and I think that's kind of the key with the preseason games and training camp, is you have the training camp period and then a first preseason game, and then you see how much the players improve from game one to game two and then game two to game three, or again, maybe it starts to level off, and then you maybe realize that this is, you know, this is maybe about the high water mark of what it's going to be, and then we're pretty much forced to make a decision. So, but you know, Jordan's had a lot of snaps, Cam's had a lot of snaps, Josh Klein's had a lot of snaps, and you know, we've had other players like Wendy and Dan and Nate and Logan and Marcus, Sebastian. Those guys played a lot of football for us, and
right.
Not saying they don't need some reps, but they don't need as many, and we need to just be able to evaluate those other guys. Steven Airey's another guy that just got off the bus and went out there and played whatever it was, 50 snaps. Sometimes you need that, and those opportunities can really, you know, give the player maybe the chance to improve in game conditions that he might not otherwise get.
A lot of your past players, Bill, have always talked to me about how intricate your schemes are, maybe a little more involved than others. And I just wonder how much weight you put on these young guys coming in, their ability to grasp, or maybe their inability to grasp, the complexity of the schemes and how important that is to you.
Well, I think the important thing, Jackie, is that they improve and they continue to improve. We know that they're going to have trouble with some things and they're going to get looks that they haven't seen before. But when those come up and then we correct them, then when they come up again, if the player is able to make that adjustment the second time and show that he's, you know, got the ability to transition to not make the same mistake again, to anticipate what's going to happen, then I think that we have the confidence as a staff that in time, once he gets exposed to everything, he'll be all right. But certainly we know that they're behind the veteran players, and that's an advantage a veteran has, is his experience in not only knowing our system, but also just the league and how to play the game and, you know, all those kind of things. And then the question is, when all that evens out, when the young player gets experience, then, you know, how will the players, how will they be evaluated? But, you know, a veteran has a lot of experience, and that can certainly make him look a lot better than the younger player until that experience evens out.
In a perfect coaching world, you'd have Jim Brown in your backfield for your quarterback to hand the football to and be a happy coach the rest of your life. I think there's only been one of those, and there will only be one of those. Do you put a higher premium on explosiveness from a running back or ball security? What's more important to you?
Well, everything's important. You know, certainly the most important thing in football is the turnover ratio. That correlates to winning and losing more than any other number. So, you know, you always want to be on the plus side of that. It doesn't guarantee it, but it's, you know, the more turnovers you have, the stronger in favor, you know, your chances are of winning. So it's just like the Philadelphia game, where plus three in turnovers. I mean, that was 95% win last year in the NFL at plus three. So ball security is important. But, you know, we understand that turnovers are part of the game. No team's going to go through the league season turnover free. So, you know, I think they're going to happen. I understand that. We all understand that. It's the careless ones. It's the ones that could be prevented. Those are the ones that you need to eliminate. Stuff's going to happen in football. That's football. But, you know, the careless turnovers, the careless penalties, the bad mistakes, the blown coverages, the drop passes, the missed tackles, those are hard to overcome. And if you have too many of them, you're just not going to win in this league. So it's not okay to have them by any means.
As we wrap things up, I will say this. Turnovers, as you point out, are the thing that you can't live with. But at the same token, as a fan, I just as soon not see Tom Brady chasing the defensive back who's going 73 yards with that turnover. I was thinking, man, oh, man, he is competitive, isn't he? I mean, even in a preseason game, he's trying to chase down Kerry Williams and knock him down.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody that's out there is competitive. I mean, when you walk on the field, I think if you're not competitive, then you're probably going to end up getting taken off the field. You can't play the game that cautiously. You've just got to be aggressive and go out there and play it. So look, when a player's got to make a play, he's got to make a play. I mean, that's football.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good, Dale.
Thanks very much,
Jackie. Thank you.